Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressider. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Natalie's happy.
That's true.
Natalie Tressider.
I don't want anyone to start stalking my mum, but that is her real name. I'm not using any aliases.
Oh, well, that's fine. I can cut that bit out.
Yeah, well, it's already been said on numerous podcasts.
And yeah, you're going to have to erase it from the existing ones. And yeah. You're going to have to erase right, it from this episode where we're going to constantly call back to Natalie Tressider.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
But they say that the most pleasurable thing you can hear is the sound of your own name.
Really?
Which I don't know if that's true.
I don't.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
Say it.
My own name.
No, my name.
Oh, Vicky Hanlon.
That was pretty good, actually.
Mm. Say, try Victoria.
I was going to say, because you don't like Vicky.
Yeah.
Victoria Hanlon.
Yeah, right. There we go.
Okay.
Do you not like Vicky? Everyone calls you Vicky.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's your
display. You can change it. I was Nicholas Mason on my Facebook profile for ages because it said, because when you sign up for Facebook, it said, have we started, by the way?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because when you sign up, it says put your full name. And I'm like, well, what if they ask for my credit card or something? And
I don't.
So I put it in and then everybody started calling me Nicholas. And I'm like, that's the name my mum calls me when she's mad at me. So eventually I'm like, no, I'm pulling the plug and I changed it.
That's really sweet that you were like, Facebook says it needs to be the real name. It needs to be the real name.
Well, I'm not bound by authority anymore. I don't care. Like, I don't care what Facebook says.
Nah, but
Facebook
like,
asks me all kinds of questions about what I like and I'm never telling
what
I like.
And how you're feeling. And I'm like, get fucked, Facebook.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
But my brand is now Vicky Hanlon. Like that's, you know,
yeah,
VickyHanlon.com is,
there's been famous rebrandings before.
Name one.
MySpace rebranded to my _
Yeah,
thing.
That went real well.
Yep. just sell your naming rights to Rupert Murdoch and make out like a bandit.
If he could pay me $2 million for that, I would do it.
You heard the woman, Rupert.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Roops, give me some money.
Roops, old Roopy pal. Speaking of your glorious name, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressider.
It's me, Emily Tressider. Welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
We did it.
Did it feel good to say your own name just
it
then?
It sure did.
She loves it.
This is the thing, though. I think if you say your name too much, it doesn't sound like your name anymore.
It's the same with any word, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway. I remember one day when I was about, I don't know, probably like 16 or 17, I was getting into the car with my mum and I was like, Emily,
Tressider?
No, we've done it again. Yes. Anyway, and I said my name heaps and then I was like, is that my name? And I tripped myself out a bit. But without tripping myself out, I would like to introduce our wonderful guest. This week, we have one half of the Weekly Planet podcast.
Yay!
We have a gloriously glorious human.
Yes.
Stop it. Yeah.
Celebrity tram driver.
Celebrity tram driver.
As in he drives celebrities around. Once
Pete
or twice.
Pete Smith.
Ooh.
Yep. I nearly ran over Billy Brownless once.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
He walked in front. He didn't even look. Yeah.
They'll do that. People will do that.
I know, right?
We have the wonderful Nick Meso Mason.
Look, I've never said this before on a podcast, but hello, ladies.
Ooh.
Plural. More than one lady on a podcast.
There we go. We've done it.
Thanks for having me.
No,
you're welcome.
Worries.
It's an absolute
we are
pleasure.
Ladies.
It's true. Do you mean that in like the plural sense or that like we hold ourselves as ladies?
Ooh, both.
Yes. Correct answer.
Yeah.
Well done, Vicky.
Thank you.
I mean,
I had to think about it.
Victoria.
Have you thought about Tori? Has anyone
no,
ever called
okay.
You?
All right,
let's let's break her name down into syllables and see which one she likes.
Nah, sorry.
Rhea.
Vivi.
Ooh.
Vivi was my very first nickname.
Okay.
But it's also a little shitty character from Final Fantasy IX.
That doesn't sound important.
Yeah.
If it's the ninth version of something.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Final Fantasy X is my favorite game of all time.
Yeah, but 10 seems like a very admirable
Final
number.
Fantasy VII.
Yeah, right.
9 is like...
Yeah, yeah.
Final Fantasy VII is the best one.
That is true. I can attest to that.
7 is also a strong number.
But 9's not?
No, 9's... Whatever.
There's a movie just called 9.
Shit movie, I assume.
I mean, it's not great.
There you go.
Have you seen Nine?
Is it a musical?
No.
Is it something about dancing?
No.
Is Christina Aguilera in it?
No, Elijah Wood's in it. And it's a...
That's what I meant.
Burlesque.
A Christina Aguilera type.
That's burlesque. You're describing burlesque.
I'm describing burlesque.
No, it's I've like an animated film from a few years back. Maybe in 2009.
Not important, Vivi. What's important now?
Do you want to know why my name was... Do you want to know why my name was...
Vivi?
Yes.
I imagine it was because someone couldn't say Victoria.
Yeah, it's because children can't say Victoria.
Children, plural?
Yep.
How many children were you talking to at this point?
I was at school, so a lot.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It checks out, actually.
It checks out, yeah.
Nine.
Yeah, I remember that one. Okay, yep.
With Elijah Wood.
I mean, we weren't doubting you. We weren't like, no, this movie definitely does not exist.
A ragdoll that awakens in a post-apocalyptic future holds the key to humanity's salvation.
I also believe you.
Thank you.
Why is it called Nine?
I think he's the ninth ragdoll and that's his name.
Nine. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if I go to
So he's not the best one.
Yes. So if I go to...
Ragdoll 10 would be the best
Christopher
one. Seven would be a good one.
Christopher Plummer was number one. Mm-hmm. Martin Landau, number two.
Uh-huh.
John C. Reilly was number five. I don't know what happened to three. Three and four are silent. Crispin Glover was number six. Jennifer Connelly, number seven. Jennifer Connelly, you're right, the best one. There is no number 10. He's the last one.
Wow.
Anyway.
Fun facts by Vivi Hanlon.
Thank you very much. My first ever email address was VV84.
Does it still exist?
I guess so. I never closed it. So VEE_VEE84@hotmail.com.
I reckon it might have been shut down. All of my old Hotmail addresses have been shut down.
Right. Do you think if they're inactive for a while?
They get rid of them, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
But if you're out there and you want to email Vicky Hanlon.
Yeah.
VV Victoria Hanlon.
Yeah.
Send in an email.
VV Vicky Victoria Hanlon.
Mm-hmm. Shoot us an email. I forgot to mention...
ourcomedygems@gmail.com.
I forgot to...
never stop plugging.
Yeah. I forgot to mention in the intro for you, Nick, you're also our by far favourite guest...
Yeah.
So far, because cake.
Oh, I provided cake. Yes, I did. Yes.
Cake.
Uh-huh.
Also, and I owed cake.
And that's entirely altruistic and not because I purchased too much. You're not supposed to go to the supermarket and shop while you're hungry.
Yes.
I went to a well-regarded Delicious. And very expensive cake shop.
The best cake shop in Melbourne.
Yeah. While very hungry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I better buy $30 of cake.
Oh, shit.
Just in case that one's good, I'd better buy two of them. And yeah. Then,
which is exactly what you have done.
What if I didn't like that one? I'd better buy a backup one.
That's fair.
Just in case.
But you obviously did like the first one.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Was there any sort of sponge or citrusy-based cake that you did not purchase? Just wondering.
No.
Okay. Good.
So it's okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh no, this could go very, very badly.
I'm just. Yeah, it's fine. No, whatever.
I'm sorry, I didn't purchase your favorite cake, Victoria.
No worries, Nicholas.
Oh my god, what is happening? It seems like it's happened on purpose. Vicky and Nick are on the opposite side of the table, yes. And I am by myself on the other side of the table. And I feel like I am now playing like
mediator.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
I literally do. Yes, mediator.
Vicky, do we have anything we need to hash out? Have I offended you in any way in the past?
All the time, yep. Constantly.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know.
That's
sometimes
true.
I'll be like, you know, somebody hasn't messaged me on Facebook in a while. I'm like, what did I do? Probably something.
Yeah, or like you just haven't had anything to talk about.
No, that's my constant fear that I've like, oh, I've definitely done something.
Or like, have I messaged that person too much? Or like, not enough, you know? It's a real...
Fine line.
It's a fine line, and it's also a social anxiety that didn't exist like 20 years ago.
That's totally true. Like,
did that person call me on the phone? I don't know. I wasn't home. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, totally.
I don't really spend a lot of time on the phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I did constantly in high school, obviously, because I'm a woman and was at the time a teenage girl. So constantly.
I think teenage boys would use the phone as well.
Did they?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's a...
Would you spend like hours on the phone with your bestie though?
No,
this is what I'm saying.
It's probably more like, hey, you want to go rollerblading? Yeah. Okay, meet you at the park in 10.
I was going to say, do you want to go throw rocks at cars?
Yeah.
Rollerblading too. Yeah.
We all have our own things. But like I spent 2 hours on the phone last night with a friend and it was very throwbacky. Like, I felt like I was in school again. Like,
was somebody going through a crisis?
No, we were just chatting.
Huh.
That's nice.
Had somebody just cut their hair?
No.
Because that sounds like it could be a crisis.
Could be a crisis, yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just a life lesson I've learned. Oh, wait. Oh, no, I see where you're going with that. Okay. I had a hair-related mishap this week.
Okay.
It's almost back.
Yeah. I carved like a 4-inch bald patch into the side of my head.
Yeah, so you put it on your yourself? Instagram.
Yes.
So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I do. I'm one of those people.
Right. Yeah. So you do your own hair.
Yeah.
But it looks so good.
It looks fine.
Is this the first time that you've done like the really short sides?
Well, it is now. Because okay. I had to even it up. But look, here's the thing. What I've been telling people is that I was trimming the side with a guard on the hair, on the clippers, and the guard came off.
Uh-huh.
And I.
But what actually happened?
And I just skimmed it. But what happened is I just took the guard off and I went to do the back. And I'm just like, I could do a bit more on the sides. And I just ran it through. Like, I didn't even pause. I didn't even hesitate. I'm like, I could be a bit shorter on the top. And I just ran it across the side of my head.
Wow.
Yeah. No. And you realize in about half a second, but by the half second mark, you've already taken way too much off.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
I'm like, this is cold.
No.
I love that you are like, I've been telling everyone, and now on like a public podcast, you're like, you're like, but really?
What actually happened?
Big old silly
it's
person.
It's time to come clean. I don't know why. I'm not a liar of a man, but if you ever lie about something completely insignificant for no reason?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a human.
Because I actually think the difference between what you're saying and what actually happened isn't that much of a difference.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Also, people make mistakes.
You have those brain farts where you just like, you just stop thinking for a second.
Totally.
And you just, yeah, of course like, you do. All the time.
Like my biggest one recently was when I picked up on the stove. You know how they have the like guards over the top of your, stove.
Of the burners, yeah.
Yeah, the burners. I just straight after cooking was like, yeah, I'll just clean that off straight away. And just with my fingers picked up.
Wow.
Yeah, like a big old idiot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was ridiculous. And then didn't know how to deal with it. We've talked about it on the podcast forever ago.
I don't know how to deal with burns, but I do now. I've learned. Lesson
my
learned.
My stove, when you switch it off, it has a little, it puts a little H on there. Like a little
says hot.
Like, so you know it's still hot.
That is
I requested that specifically.
Because you've done the...
I would love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need that, yes.
Yeah, correct. I was going to say I would need that. I do need that. Yeah. And I would love that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And also, I think your hair looks great, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it.
I really like the style. I think Thanks, it looks
guys.
Great.
Thanks, guys. It's generic alt-right.
It is a bit, actually. It's a little but bit, it's still fun.
Yeah, exactly. They've co-opted it and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm into it.
There's some alt-right guys that look okay. Like their politics are fucked, but they look all right.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. You know.
As long as you're aesthetically pleasing, it's fine.
Yeah.
Now go back through that sentence again and see if anybody could edit it creatively to make it sound like you love the alt-right.
Probably.
Yep. Cool. All right. Good to know.
So now the plan is once that bit grows out, then you'll have to cut back the rest so it's all one shorter length.
Yeah.
Correct?
So yeah. Now you're just going to have to cut the rest of it constantly.
I don't think I'm going to.
You're not going to do it?
I'm just going to leave it. It's just going to be patchy for 3 months probably.
Okay.
But eventually you'll have to like...
I'll have to cut it eventually.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you won't. You don't
Fingers crossed I do. But,
Like, okay. So maybe it'll turn into one of those bald patch bits though.
See, that's the thing. That's always been my fear.
Yeah.
So you've created it. Self-sabotage.
Yeah.
This is my biggest fear.
I've never cut my hair short enough that I'm like, because I've lived in fear that maybe it just won't grow back anymore. And there's no reason for that.
You have good hair.
There's like, no scientific basis for
it. Yeah. Like you don't seem like you're losing hair. Like your
Except
hairline's...
then there's this one like 4-inch patch.
Oh no. But why? But just like part of my brain goes, well... The very action of shaving my head is going to send a signal to my body that goes,
like, we don't want it.
Yeah, we don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He's made it very clear he doesn't want us to grow anymore. Yeah. So
your hair can grow back like differently though.
That's true.
And it's leg hair.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, seriously.
Like it's still hair.
Yeah, but once you shave your legs consistently from a smaller age. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sentence made sense.
Younger?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was trying to be like not a child. Anyway, when obviously you have enough hair on your legs and you're old enough and you've had the conversation with your mum. Anyway, it's not important. But
yeah,
you
have to ask your mum.
Yeah. When
mum, what the hell is this? Yeah. Oh, it's hair. Oh, cool.
No. Like when
I would like to shave my legs, mum. Please help me.
Because your friends at school would like start shaving their legs and you'd be like, oh, I really want to have lush silk legs as well.
Yeah.
And then you have to go to your mum and your mum would be like, no, I think you're too young.
Yeah, I don't think you're ready for that. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but once you do start shaving your legs and then you do consistently, it grows back like different.
Oh.
Yeah, it's thicker and less coarse.
I think that's not 100% true, because like when it's shorter, it looks thicker, but it's actually not. But then once it, like if you let it grow again, it'd be fine. Like fine, not like not like cool, fine, like but like thin, fine.
She just did the
She threw Vicky, up a shark. Yeah, shark is.
Vicky's not fine. Like, cool is.
You know she's had cake because shit is getting weird.
Yeah.
I've had the first bit of sugar that I've had in 3 weeks.
And she is buzzing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point is hair.
Yeah.
It's fine. You look good.
Thank you.
Do you have like, so my ex had a patch on the back of his leg that just no hair ever grew.
Mm.
Like, do you have, like, is that a regular thing that people have? Like bald patches of hair, like just.
I could check right now.
Do it.
I don't think so.
Roll your jeans up and check.
Look.
I don't want you to do anything you're not comfortable with.
No, I do. Absolutely.
Vicky seems very forceful. I don't. I'm not sure.
But like, yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of anyone else having like just.
No. No. If anything, I have too much hair. But yeah, I've got hairy toes.
You have hairy toes.
I have hairy toes, yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, I guess. I mean. Okay.
Is it fun? It's fun.
I think it's fun.
I think it's because I'm very short and it was intended to be like leg hair.
Uh-huh.
And it just never grew out. And so
That's a very interesting theory.
I have to wax my toes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's also because I'm very short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, I think that could actually be the thing.
Yeah, that's definitely it. Yeah.
I'm taller than you, Vicky, and I don't have toe hair.
Really? All right, mate.
I mean, no bragging, but my toes are hairless. Oh,
well, so are mine, but I get rid of it.
They've got like, you know, just tiny like finger, you see like that? Mm-hmm. Anyway, for those listening at home, just tiny like finger hair. You know how it's just like light?
Yeah, just a real fine.
Little bit of fluff, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's like that kind of on my toes, I guess.
All right.
Let's stop talking about toe hair. Yeah, it's really.
I don't like feet.
The
in
word
general.
Toe has been said too much. It doesn't seem like a real word anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not into it. But in a more fun and jovial. She's done it again.
Juvial sounds like juvenile. Like it's like the. What's it? Juvie? You know, the like kids' prison.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
I know juvie. I've thrown out some sharkers in my time.
Thank you. I'm aware of juvie.
Yes.
I also know what juvie is.
All right.
This is a story about juvie. That's why I said juvenile.
Goodness.
Okay, cool.
jovial.
Yes.
So, Nick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yesterday.
He did my thing.
Yes. He said hello. Mm. That thing that you do.
Anyway.
Yesterday, my boss was coming into my workplace and I knew that the day before. Mm-hmm. And
is your boss not normal in your workplace?
No. Like, this is like a big boss.
Oh, the big
like,
boss. Okay.
The national manager was coming through my work.
Of comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
The national manager of comedy was coming through my workplace and I was like, shit, I better dress more appropriately.
Yes.
I better get my black jeans on and my white top. No. I better look a bit, you know.
Fancier.
Then,
yes.
Yeah, no, I usually dress nicely for those playing at home, but just not, I don't care as much, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I was like, I should dress nicely because she's coming through. And it's nice that the boss of comedy is a female, to be honest.
I was just going to say, actually, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is great. and so I pre-planned the night before to iron this dress that I was gifted from my mother.
Aww.
She bought me a couple of good dresses to wear at work. Natalie God Tresor. Damn, stop saying her name. And
I bet she's loving it.
I hear that when you hear your own voice, that's like the happiest thing. You're happy.
Send shivers.
Own name, not your own voice.
No, that was that's
a,
you.
Yeah, that was
when
a
you
Freudian
hear
slip.
Your own voice.
So planned it, ironed it, this dress, and then had it hanging up to wear in the morning to go and visit the boss, right?
Be prepared. Boy Scout motto.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Were you a Boy Scout?
Yes, I was.
Sure.
And I love the sound of my own voice.
Yeah,
these are all things we're learning today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had it hanging up in my wardrobe. Woke up the next morning to a text from my dear mother.
Natalie.
Natalie Tresor.
Yes. And
Wait. Let's get a clean one for the edit. You can put it in. Natalie Tresor.
Ooh. Yeah. And so I had it hanging up in my cupboard. Or like on my cupboard, got this text, right, from my mum. And it's, don't do it. And it was like, hey, Em, have you worn that black and white dress that I bought you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to wear mine today.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my goodness.
I'm actually...
I haven't, but I'm actually going to wear it today.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then I was like, that's so weird. I ironed it last night because I knew I was going to wear it today.
And she was
like, I ironed mine last night because I knew I was going to wear it today.
Mm. So what we've learned here, I think, is that both you and your mother crumple up your dresses,
yeah,
on the floor, and they require a good ironing.
No,
before you take them out.
I'm going to show you a picture, Nick.
Can I just say something? Because you sent me a message. Was this what you sent me the message about? Because you sent me a message last week that asked, do I own an iron? Right?
I wasn't asking you if I own
iron. No, you were asking me if I owned an iron.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I had to say, no.
Yes.
I don't own an iron.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it weird that I don't own an iron? Is that weird?
It's not that weird.
Okay, cool.
I own an iron.
I also own an iron.
You have a lot of... like clothes and suits,
yeah,
and
nice. But I also think women's clothing you can wash and dry. What? And it shakes out. You don't have to, like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. I call bullshit.
All right, I don't know.
I
was trying to make Vicky feel better for not owning
an iron.
No, but
I feel like your clothing, Vicky, yes, actually is like hang upable and you don't need to iron it.
Yeah.
Whereas I have a lot of stuff that actually does crinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Because she puts it into a bundle and puts it on the ground and
puts it into
a bin.
We've
all got things going on, okay? Yeah, put it in a bin. I have a bin of clothes that I get my... let me just quickly show you. So that's
looks
me
nice
in the dress.
Oh, yeah, I like
and
it.
And this is my mum in the dress.
Yeah. Oh, Natalie Treseder.
And so we wore the same dress on the exact same day.
It's real cute.
And ironed it.
I like that you're in sync with your mum. It's real nice.
Very weird, isn't it?
Different. You don't live in the same city or state.
Same. Not in the same state. It's very bizarre because neither of us had worn it before.
Yeah.
Because she'd bought us both it because she thought, oh, this is a great dress for you to meet the boss of comedy in, you know?
Yeah.
And
you got to dress up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not something I'd buy myself.
Yeah.
And
Dad was also wearing the dress because rule of threes, obviously.
You got to have Dad in the dress as well.
No, that's fair. I'm still thinking about whether it's weird that I don't own an iron.
I don't think it's weird that you don't own
an iron. I used to, and then I never used it, so I got rid of it.
Exactly. That's a very valid reason to not have an iron.
Yeah. And then in my last apartment, I didn't have room for like an ironing board or anything like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I just didn't ever bother to get one. And now I've moved into an apartment that I could fit an ironing board in.
But
you
could
fit so many ironing boards in here.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Like countless ironing boards.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There probably would be a number. It'd probably be about, I'm bad at guesstimating, but probably about 386 horizontally stacked.
You reckon?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For sure.
Do you think, Nick?
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
Were you really good at those like...
jelly beans?
Yes.
Oh, crushed a jelly bean contest. Crushed. Also, colouring in contest. Crushed colouring in contest. I won a giant Easter bunny one time.
Really?
Like, as big as me. I was a kid and it was like...
Pfft. The only thing that I... like, before I started playing sport, the only thing that I ever won as a kid was a colouring in contest. And I got... it was a Crayola one and I got a packet of scented Crayola textures,
that's awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, or maybe they were the stamp ones. You know those little stamp ones?
No.
Okay.
You had us with scented and then you, you drew us in and then you're like,
sorry,
you
no
lost
idea
us. Yeah.
All right, if anyone else remembers the little stamp Crayola ones, I'm pretty sure it was those.
Did you ever win anything, Nick?
As a kid.
Or as an adult?
No.
Any wins
have you
lately?
Ever won?
I've never had any. I won anything. A podcasting award.
I was going to say.
That's,
you get like most popular podcast or something
Yeah,
like
we stacked
that?
The deck.
Yeah, you did.
You stacked that deck,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. We didn't win on a quality basis.
No.
We won on a... We insist, please. Please vote for us.
Please vote for us, all of our...
We will quit if you don't vote for us. I don't think I ever won anything as a kid. Let me think. I was not a kid that did anything. I didn't want to do anything.
You didn't have any like hobbies or anything
no
like that?
Hobbies, no hobbies, no.
Did you? You didn't play sport?
No.
No, of course you didn't.
No, I played tennis.
Yeah, same. That's
but
what I
got
played.
Increasingly
same.
Bad at it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's what, like all of my trophies and stuff from a kid are from winning tennis grand finals and stuff.
But I came across a lot of kids who were very competitive about that. And I'm like, not on board with winning this whole tennis thing.
I was very competitive.
Yeah, all right.
It's very good and very competitive.
Yuck.
I would yuck.
Yeah,
we've
talked about how competitive we are.
Yeah, we played a bunch of lawn games together.
Oh yes,
very competitive.
Like lawn bowls?
No,
lawn darts.
They're like a combination.
Horseshoes, quoits.
closer to that. Okay. Closer to no.
Or bocce?
Yeah, we're closer to bocce.
Yeah.
We played Kub and Molke.
Molke.
I looked it up. It's Molke.
Classic.
You just have
Vicky.
To win at that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Correct. Yeah, and they're like Scandinavian wooden block games mm-hmm. that you throw sticks at wooden blocks.
Okay.
Different variations of the two, but they're both throw sticks at wooden block
games. Okay, and both of you had to win.
Yeah.
Did you both learn about it on the day, or was one of you a molka shark?
I'm a molka shark, yeah. Even though I don't know how to say it.
But you knew already.
I won the last game and you failed miserably at it.
Wow.
That wasn't recorded, so it doesn't count.
But we recorded talking about it.
That's true. That is true. Mm. Have you ever played any wooden Scandinavian games?
I've put together some IKEA furniture, am I right? Am I right, everyone? Oh, there's always a piece missing. There isn't. It's never happened
in my
life.
I've literally had a competition of putting together IKEA furniture.
Oh, here we go.
You see those two? See those two bookcases?
Yep, you and your sister?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I won.
Did she know there was a competition
Absolutely.
Happening?
Absolutely. All right. Was she aware that she was in this competition? Were you just fiercely looking at her being like, I will crush you.
And go. And then she goes to make a coffee.
Yeah. No, it got to the point where, like, I think hers was a bit fucked because I had to end up helping her put hers together as well.
Okay.
Classic.
She blames the tools and she
But
said,
you blame the talent.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Always.
I get it.
Always.
Wow.
Bad workman blames her tools.
Okay, but so how did this happen? Why are you so competitive? Is this a sister thing that's expanded out to your whole life?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so. Like, I'm the better sister. That's, you know, that's all there is to it.
It does seem like it came from the sister
thing.
Yeah,
it does a little bit. Yeah,
the more we
it?
Dig, the more I'm like...
But I've spoken about it before, about the fact that two of my good friends from like high school that we would play video game night, we'd had video game nights with, were so competitive that it made me just go completely the opposite way and be like, I do not care at all. Like,
yeah, right.
To the point where they would like throw controllers and crack the shits and just like, yeah. Like one in particular, he's a really big Hawthorn fan and we were watching Hawthorn. I think it must have been a year that they lost the grand final
mm-hmm.
and we're at his house and
remember the one. Yes.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Australian rules football.
Yes. And he was sitting next to his wife at the time and he threw his hand down into the couch so hard, but he missed the couch and hit her leg. Yeah. And ended up she had like a massive bruise. Like a huge bruise on her thigh for like 2 weeks because...
This is a horrible story.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this is what's turned me off.
But it's got a funny ending.
No.
Which Vicky will illustrate.
But
here
I'm
it
saying,
comes.
But
here
I'm
we go. Here's the turnaround. Here we go.
I'm ready, Nick. Let's do it.
And yep. Now they're still together. They love each other very much.
Yuck.
But I know, it's disgusting. Anyway.
When you said funny, did you mean yuck? Because
yeah,
it was disgusting.
That. No, but that's like, I'm not that competitive.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Like, I'm not that sort of person.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Like, if, you know.
But maybe it's because you're in competition to be the least competitive in a competitive bunch.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sure,
that checks out.
Or is it you just want to be competitive in fields where there's normally no competition?
Yes.
So you can get the edge. You go, let's assemble this furniture. And they're like, what?
I always
we're at a cafe.
But you've been doing push-ups all day.
I always said that I would be great on The Amazing Race.
Yeah, okay.
So like, are you just living life as if you're in The Amazing Race?
Don't we all? Isn't that how we all live up?
I think I would fail at the food challenge because it's always like, can you eat this octopus that is still alive slightly? And I'm like, I wouldn't know.
No.
Really? No, thank you.
No,
but my favorite part about The Amazing Race, I don't know if it's still on, but my favorite part was always right at the end because it was always, you know, puzzles and, you know, flying foxes and eating challenges and figuring out, you know,
if you really love your partner.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of that.
But at the end, it was always just 200-meter foot race.
Yeah. Oh, the best part.
And
yeah.
at the end, and invariably one part of the couple just gave up.
Yep.
They're just like, oh, I can't go on. I'm like, there's $1 million on the line for this.
Fucking run.
What are you doing?
Absolutely.
Imagine the conversation in the car after that. Yeah. If you were beaten out for $1 million. Yeah, you were beaten out for $1 million because your partner was just like, oh, can we just pause for a second?
I've got a bit of a stitch. Yeah. I need to, you know.
And you know that conversation is for the car, hey? It's one of those, we'll talk about this in the car. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
That is pretty crazy, though.
With my ex and I, we always used to say that we could, because we watched The Amazing Race together and we were like, we would absolutely blitz this. We would 100%. And, like, I would always be like, well, I could do all the puzzle challenges and he would do all the eating challenges. Like, that was the, yeah. So we had the plan. Like, we knew what we were. What our strengths were, I think we would have killed it.
Did you know? I can't remember. Did you know if you're going into an eating challenge, or was it just kind of like the next challenge?
No, it was kind of like just the next challenge.
See, so how would you know?
Mm. Oh, you knew. Like, you both went into the challenge.
Oh, right. And then in the situation, you're like, oh, okay.
But you can only do like, if like one a day. So like, if you'd already done one, if he'd been like, oh well, I'll do this thing. And then the next thing was an eating challenge, then I would have had to do that.
Exactly. Like if in the morning he'd eaten slightly still alive octopuses.
Yes.
And then we'd gotten to the next one and they were very, very alive and hostile octopuses.
I'm very afraid of octopuses. So that would have been it for us. So we would have taken the time challenge where you just have to sit there and wait it out and wait, like watch everyone else do the challenge. Because, yeah, that's some of the things.
And then cry as the octopus.
Pretty much.
Octopi slowly being devoured.
Oh, God, they're so gross. I hate them so much.
Why?
Because...
Like, has this got to do with your competitive nature that has to do with your sister? Is that...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Oh,
come to think of it, your sister does have more than the usual number of arms.
She does. She's an octopod. Yeah. No, but they're, like, terrifying and really smart. And they're, like, even if they're huge, they can
fit in...
They can fit in tiny spaces. And also, they can attach themselves to a rock and then attach the other leg to you and then drown you.
Oh. How big are these octopuses?
Like the big ones. That
Okay.
But is this like every octopus or is this a particular breed of octopus?
No, they can all do that.
But is that true? Because like, you know how like spiders, some spiders are just chilling. They can like bite a baby and the baby dies. But then some spiders can like bite you and then you die. But then some spiders can bite you and nothing happens. Like maybe.
Yeah, but they can all grab you and drown. Like humans still drown.
No, but I mean like not every octopus is big enough to drown you.
No, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Where's anyway, the fact checker when you need them?
The ocean is terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
All right. Well, why then? If it's not octopuses,
why? Now you've told me that. It's obviously octopuses.
Sharks are probably just going to leave you alone for the most part unless you're bleeding and then they want to eat you. But sharks will probably just leave you alone.
I'm not willing to take that risk at all.
But octopuses are vengeful fucks.
Every diver when talking about shark attacks is always just like, yeah, you know what? Sharks actually don't. They don't like the taste of human flesh. So what they'll do is they'll take a nip out of you and then they'll leave.
Yeah.
Like,
I still don't want that.
Yeah, I still don't want that. Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, yeah, but I'd rather that than be murdered by a shark.
You mean an octopus?
I meant a shark, but sure.
What do you mean?
I'd rather them take a bite than actually kill me.
But that's what Nick's saying. Yeah. They wouldn't
kill
you.
So it's fine. It's great.
It is great.
As opposed to the octopus that would kill you.
So Vicky wants a chunk taken out of her. Anyone want to help her with that?
Yep.
All right. That's what I'm trying to do with the 28-day challenge. Take a chunk out of me. Mm. Yeah?
Well...
28-second challenge.
28-second challenge. Perfect.
Just dive in and chum yourself.
I lost this 5 kilos real easy, guys. Mm. Just got to go for a bit of a swim and then, yeah. Like, it's a bit painful for a little while. Recovery time's a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Doms really kicks in after a bit. And
yeah, but at least you don't have those cravings. You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's true. Mm. Speaking of cravings.
Hello.
A lot of people have cravings for your wonderful podcast, Nick.
Oh, stop it.
It is true.
Stop it.
How are you?
Stop telling me how good I am.
We will never.
Oh, I will.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I wanted. I was using a funny voice, but I was very intense.
You were like, please actually
stop it.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going good, I think. We like to give back. Where our listeners are raising some money for Care Australia.
Yeah, I saw that this time around.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure we're up to 20-ish grand, I think, maybe.
Whoa, that's amazing.
That's very good. Nice. Thank you. I didn't do anything. I haven't got a single darn thing.
Our listeners can do it if you want to go donate to Care Australia.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Go to the Planet Broadcasting website.
It's probably on there.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked, but it's probably on there.
Yeah.
I assume it would be on there.
Yeah.
That's a good amount of money.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow.
But other than that, we just talk nonsense. So.
Yeah, but... Mm-hmm. And 20K.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's still going, yeah?
The podcast, yes.
Yeah.
No, this is it. I'm announcing my retirement. My podcast co-host James is not aware of this, but I'm putting my foot down. Yep.
Now that I know that a patch of my head is
I can't deal with it. Now you got to get. I went on the front foot. I put it on Instagram. I'm like,
I did say that.
Guys,
yeah.
Look at this.
And look what I did.
Because otherwise, somebody's going to find out first, and they're going to.
Totally. What the fuck is this? What have you done?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that's fair. You got to beat the bullies.
Yep, beat the bullies. You're gonna beat those bullies.
See, it's competitive.
Yeah, it's good. We just keep on keeping on. It's just a couple of chums talking about the stuff they enjoy, which is much like you guys.
That sounds familiar.
That is exactly. Except, are we chums? Would we consider ourselves chums?
Have you guys told the origin story of your friendship on this podcast?
Do you know the origin story of our friendship?
Oh, it's not a good one, Nick. You don't want to hear it. You really don't.
Nah, do it.
I don't want to tell the story.
Do you think you guys, is this a Rashomon situation where maybe both of you have different versions of how you met?
Possibly.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, all I know, long story short, Nick, all I know is that when Vicky first met me, she did not like me.
Oh.
I guess that's not the origin of our friendship then, is it?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the origin.
Of how we met.
Yeah, how we met.
Yeah, okay.
But to be fair, my best friend.
Here we go.
My best friend in high school. When I first met her, I didn't like her either. And now we've been friends for like 20-something years.
Huh.
So.
Why didn't you like her?
She. Oh, that one.
Yeah, Emily. Why didn't you like Emily?
That one.
Mm. I don't really. I think because. I think she knows.
Yeah, 100%. In her eyes, she was like, I don't really know. And in your eyes were like, I know exactly. Here's a long list. Wait, don't say that out loud.
No, well, we met during comedy festival time when everyone's real intense anyway. And
that's very true.
Like everyone's sort of all in their heads about everything. And so I was working at the venue that you had your show in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Yeah, sure. But you were at least hanging out there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know each other, and so you were like very I'm stage talent.
Oh, I see. Oh. Wow.
I wasn't at your venue that
no,
year.
No, you were at the Forum, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you would come and hang out and everything like that. And
but festival brings out the worst
exactly,
aspects of
which
everybody.
Is why I would never judge someone on the way that they are during a festival.
You never look anybody in the eye during comedy festival. Yeah. You're always looking over their shoulder
for someone else to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's horrible. I didn't do very much of that at all this year.
No. And I don't like. And to be fair,
that's right. I did heaps to cover you guys. I did so much.
My best friend in high school, like when I first met her, we were in primary school when we first met, but not. We didn't go to school together. We did music classes outside of school together, and she was very show-offy and all that sort of stuff as well, and very full of herself. And she will freely admit that
as well.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
And that's sort of why I didn't like her then. And then she. Like I got to know her in high school and she's absolutely not like that whatsoever. There
we go. So you guys, you and Emily and Vicky, you guys, you mended that rift somehow.
I actually think we're beautiful friends.
We are.
Great. Yeah, that's good. Great.
I'm not sure how it became beautiful friends.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess when you're meant to be around a person.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens.
Just happens, yeah.
You kind of just oscillate. Is that a word?
Yeah. We had some We had some very good like mutual friends and so we'd hang out a bit hanging out with them.
Yeah.
And then just kind of went off on our own and don't really hang out with them
so
anymore.
Weird, actually, yeah. That happens with friendships though, doesn't it? Like you meet someone as a byproduct of someone else and then you're like better friends with that byproduct.
Go away. Leave them by themselves.
And then there's an awkward text of like, hey, can you hang out today? Oh, I'm hanging out with...
Yeah, so-and-so.
Sorry,
like,
I can't.
Wait, so-and-so's my friend. And it's like, sorry.
That's pretty much it, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Vicky and I's friendship, Nick.
Yes, hell yes.
We have, hello. Were you going to say that again?
Yes.
Hello. Is this where I get it from, hanging out with you?
It might be. Yeah, I think it's a Nick thing, maybe.
Mm. No, I thought I had a thing.
You don't have any original. Nobody has any original content.
God, that's very true. So Vicky and I have been trying to deduce whether our guests are in fact more Vickys or more M's.
Right, okay, sure.
So we're in the process of coming up with like a sort of like BuzzFeed-esque quiz.
I love it.
Where people can work out whether they're a Vicky or an Emily.
Okay, right. Uh-huh.
And so previous guests, I don't know, I can give you sort of an activity to do if you like.
Sure.
Or maybe I'll ask you a question and give you an activity. Okay, how does that feel?
I love it.
I'm going to ask one question and I think that it'll cement Nick as a Vic. Oh,
okay. Wow.
Okay, so you both of you are determined to take the guest as your own. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Maybe I should start making my questions easier. No, but I want to know if you're a legit M, though. Mm-hmm. I don't want any imposters.
Yeah,
imposters.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Imposters. Oh. I like it.
Wink face, wink face. So my question, my first question, I'm hoping you can definitely answer this one. There is a place around here.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like the beginning Jesus, of
I was going to say it's a Bob Dylan song lyrics. Do I have to finish the song?
Yeah.
Something about sadness. I don't know.
that makes delicious croissants.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like out of this world. And people used to, when it was a little bit further away, line up for days to get these croissants. Mm-hmm. And now it's closer to where we are now.
Okay.
Do you know the place, the name of this place?
Gelato Messina.
It was close, but incorrect.
I don't.
That's okay.
Are you going to reveal what it is? Or?
Loon, anyone, right? Yes. Loon. Yes.
What's it called?
Loon.
Oh, okay. Loon. Are they open now?
Yeah.
All right, I got to go.
Bye, Meso.
Bye.
You were really committed to that bit. You even put the mic down.
I put the mic down, yeah.
Okay, well, my question is...
Wait, is that your only defining characteristic as a human being, Emily?
No.
Is you like croissants?
I love croissants.
Or it's not even that you like croissants, it's you know where to buy croissants.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know where to buy them? Oh, you're an Emily. All right.
there's a doing as well, remember?
Oh, okay, yep, yeah. Okay.
So, right. Vicky.
So, this is part of the question air that I have sort of set up for Emily, but I'm going to use one of them on...
There's so many questions here.
Some of them are her questions for me.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who is Alan Moore?
He's a comic book writer. He lives in a cave.
He does live in a cave.
He lives in a cave?
Oh, well, he has a cave on his property. It's
like that he built or it was just like there?
I think it was there. He
built
on
awesome.
It.
That's awesome.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, well, you got that right.
Thank you.
But maybe you could come back to the M side if, in fact, now I think you know, our listeners know, yoga's a thing that I like to do. Mm-hmm. Now, we got a previous or coming guest, depending when this podcast comes out, to...
Future guest.
Coming guest.
Is this an act out? Do I have to do a downward dog?
Oh my gosh, you could do a downward dog. I'd be happy with that.
No, I'm aware of what it is, but you'd have to coach me through it.
I love that.
No.
Oh.
I'm putting it for no. We're not having any yoga coaching on this podcast.
So I can't coach him, but if he can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he can do it.
I don't know what it is.
Just anything. Just do anything. Oh. Just a little. I can just pretend that Vicky can't hear this. So I can just pretend that I'm doing one because it's an audio medium and Vicky would.
Oh my God, Nick Mason is doing a downward dog.
Yep,
it's very impressive.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he is crushing that. Look at his alignment.
Look, now I'm doing an upward dog.
Oh my God, an upward dog.
I didn't even know bones could bend that way.
Upward dog is definitely.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's the opposite of a downward dog.
Huh. So like you're sitting
like
in
exactly
like
what Nick is doing right now.
Yeah,
like,
see?
Are you in a V position?
You're in a V position with the downward dog.
Yeah, so like are you lying on your back in a V position with upward dog? You said it was the opposite.
It's not the exact opposite. No.
Okay.
I'll show you after the pod.
Guys, sideways dog. I don't mean to brag. No one's ever done a sideways dog.
Nick's over here doing a sideways dog.
Sideways dog. Yep.
Very impressive. All right, fine. Maybe you're an Emily. Whatever.
Love to have you on Team
Thank
N.
Thank you.
That would be great. Are we up to that part of the pod, Vicky Hamlin?
Yeah, sure.
Nick Mason.
Hello.
Hello.
I should stop doing it. But whenever I'm addressed personally, I can't help but do it. Yeah.
Vicky Hanlon. Hello. That's what I do. Mm-hmm.
That's what you guys do.
But now never again.
I can't not do it though. Like that's the
test me, Emily. Test me.
Okay. All right, Nick Mason.
All right.
But it does. Like it felt like you were meant to say hello then, right? Didn't it?
It really did.
Yeah.
Every bit of you was
going.
You had to move your lips. They quivered.
You can see my handprint in the table.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Would you rather this? Wait, I haven't even said it's hypothetically yes, Nick Mason.
Mm-hmm. He listens.
Yeah. I know, but I was just trying to trap him into a hello. hypothetically yes.
Oh, you know what? I could replace it with I've listened to your podcast.
Perfect.
Whenever anybody, Mason, and it works in real life as well. Hey, Nick Mason, I've listened to your podcast.
I feel like that is the greeting of the inner city Melbourneite.
Yeah.
I've listened to your podcast.
I've listened to your podcast.
I was at a table with like six people one time and I counted and between us we had 10 podcasts.
Whoa. So
was one of them Levin's though?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah, he has five himself. Yeah. So.
Wow, that's a lot of podcasts.
I mean, everybody had at least one.
Yeah, so. Fuck.
Mm. Nick
and
Mason.
At least 10 listeners, so that's good
too.
Wow,
yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm bad at maths, 100 listeners.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
But you were at the table though.
Oh yeah.
So
11 listeners. Don't even worry about it.
11 whole listeners. Mm-hmm. Nick Mason.
Yes.
Ooh, yep. Yes.
Listen to your podcast.
Would you rather every day you are taken on a boat to middle of the ocean?
Yep.
And you have to get in the ocean and stay in the ocean. Just like
on
hanging
a boat
out.
Or in?
No, in the water.
In the water, okay.
For an hour.
Yep.
Unsupervised.
Okay.
So they're like, the boat drops you there.
Yep, okay.
And then they roll away.
I have questions, but continue with the
they
hypothetical.
They float away.
Uh-huh.
Drive away? What does a boat do? Anyway, they go away.
Yep. Uh-huh. They go away. The boats go away. Yeah.
That's how they move. Boats go.
And then you just live your life as normal, but for 1 hour a day, you have to do that.
Yep.
Or you can never listen to a podcast again.
Okay.
Boy.
That's a good question. Okay.
Thank you.
Am I treading water or do I have floaties or something?
Look, I'll allow
a life jacket sort of situation.
Yeah, you can have one flotation device or two arm floaties.
Okay, right.
So could you get like when
so
you
one
say
of those inflatable donuts?
You could get a donut. Yeah. I would allow a donut.
Okay.
So you can just chill out there for it. Like, it'd be like meditation then.
Is it rough seas or is it...
Depends on the day.
Okay, so it's not the same place? So it's not a it's a predetermined location, but it could be depending on the weather.
Yeah, do they just
the
like drop him in the middle
be...
of Port Phillip Bay or something? Or
it's like the ocean.
It's the ocean, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a bay.
Okay.
It's the ocean.
So they take you down to...
Look, we don't need to be specific about the location, but it's the ocean.
I couldn't think of a place on the ocean coast.
It's the Marianas Trench. It's the deepest
oh,
body of water
no,
in the world.
Absolutely
yes,
not.
There. No, somewhere that's obviously convenient.
Okay, sure.
Because
you
need to go back to your day-to-day life.
Down to,
exactly,
they ship you down to Wilson's Prom, drop you off one of the cliffs there.
Terrific, okay.
The boat goes away.
Can I die in this situation?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, oh, boy.
Well, I mean, you're in the water. Like,
yeah, all right.
But I mean, you could die every day. That's
that's
a big
very
that's true.
True.
It doesn't matter what you do; you
I
could
mean,
die.
It's much more likely in the middle of the ocean, though. I
true.
Feel.
I guess so. Yeah. What
but
was
it's
all
only
the...
an hour?
It's only an hour.
And if like you're in, if you're in a donut, you could just be like, just you're not even touching the water, really. You're just chilling there.
But I hear that like things like to look up and see that and be like, "Ooh, that looks something interesting." Mm. Maybe instead of seal shaped objects, sharks like donuts. I'm a big fan of donuts.
Love a donut. It's my kind of shark.
I like that the shark, it was like, oh yeah, I'm a shark. Listen to my shark
voice.
Yeah,
shark.
Oh, it's a tough call. All right. Okay. Oh, you know what? It's never listen to a podcast again because then I don't have to listen to anybody's podcast every day. Have you listened to my podcast?
Oh,
no.
I can't.
I'm actually obligated not to.
Yeah. My other option was die in shark infested waters. And they'd be like, oh, come on, man. Give me your phone. I'll subscribe for you. And I'd be like,
no.
No,
I can't.
Yeah.
Yep. As soon as you download them to my phone, they disappear. Can't listen. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. We'd have to have some sort of like... thing
lock on
yeah. Some sort of child lock.
I've listened. Look, I love podcasts, but I have listened to a lot of podcasts.
So you think you'd be fine?
I think I'm podcast saturated. I'd rather be saturated in podcast than saturated in seawater, even though that is apparently quite good for you.
Definitely take the ocean like my job, I sit there and at a computer all day.
I didn't ask. No, I'm just kidding.
Didn't ask. And put my headphones on and listen to podcasts. And that's how I get through my day.
Oh, right, yeah. So do you think if the podcast were taken away,
yeah,
you couldn't? Could you?
Well, function? I mean, I guess I'd
listen. You functioned before podcasts exist.
Yeah, but like I guess I would listen to music. I'd listen to a lot more music than I do mm-hmm. now. But
I'd probably listen to a lot more music that is very slowed down and spoken word.
Yeah.
Just a lot of poetry.
A lot of novelty hip hop that describes the events of blockbuster superhero movies.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. All right. Speaking of that.
No, wait. I actually forgot that my mum.
Yes. Natalie Treseder.
Natalie Treseder, yeah.
She she has asked me because, as our listeners know, we at the Pod Loft can see the tops of trams.
Absolutely, true. You can.
Now, Nick Mason, you drive trams.
That is correct.
Correct.
Yes.
I would like to know, for my mother's sake, that's a weird thing to say, but it's true. We often see the tops of trams here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, like,
What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with the top of a tram?
What's the deal?
What would you like to know?
Well, what is that stuff?
That's, well, the stuff, the main sort of arm thing, the hinge, that's called a pantograph that takes power from the wire, the trolley wire, it's called, and that powers that makes the tram go.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Did you say that pounds? That pounds the tram.
Yeah, pounds. Yeah, it's a term we use.
I more mean like the it looks kind of like Lego on top, right?
Because are they air conditioned?
It's mostly air conditioned units.
But why is there no lid, Mesa? Why is there no lid?
The old ones don't have a lid to the air conditioning.
Easier access. You don't want too many lids, you know? Yeah.
Of course. Mm. Vicky told me not to ask because she said that the answer would be air quite obvious. And I mean, I don't want to say she was right, but I think she was right, Nick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand.
Okay, well, that's less exciting than I thought it would be.
Much of it is.
Yeah. But I guess it
what's
does...
it like driving a tram, Nick?
Have you ever driven a car?
Yeah.
It's like
same.
That.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Samesies.
Yeah.
Sweet. Just bigger.
Except you don't get as many options about where you go.
Fewer options,
yeah,
absolutely.
Fewer options. Yeah.
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind that because decision making is hard for me. So
yeah, I'm often paralyzed by choice.
You don't. You have no choice when you're in a tram.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
That's not to say you can't accidentally go the wrong way. But
oh, I've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
If the track hasn't been turned or something.
Sometimes, yeah, what basically happens is if you've got the choice between one or a couple of directions, you use a transponder to change the direction.
Mm.
And it's
and
very,
you pound
it's
it.
Very, yeah. Then you pound it, bro. Yeah. But yeah. And obviously, you're supposed to stop and check. But some drivers are like, I've got to get that light. It's probably set to the right. I'll just go. And oftentimes the route is basically the same for most of, like the two routes are basically the same for most of it.
Yeah.
And then there's a turn off about halfway through. And if you think you're on one route, but you're actually on the other route and you're like, well, I'm definitely going right. And then you're halfway through the turn. You're like, Oh, I'm not. I've made a mistake here.
What? How do you correct that? I guess you just reverse.
No, you're not allowed to reverse.
I was gonna say,
there's a reverse gear on a tram, but nobody's allowed to use it.
Why?
It's the sweetest plum of all. Yeah. We're not allowed to touch it.
Is it because it's dangerous? Or?
Yeah, because you could run somebody over, yeah.
But you could run somebody over on the front as well.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What are the... So you said you change the track things with the transponder.
Mm-hmm. And then pound it.
Yeah, and then pound it.
Pound it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On one of my old tram routes, they used to have to get out. And
yes.
Why?
That's what... To change the thing.
Yeah, but he did a little switchy motion with his hand, like... Like there's like, because and most of them you don't get out, right?
No, that's true. So inside the tram, there's like a radio transponder with a switch.
Yeah.
And you just turn it and it does it automatically. But
is it like magnets?
It's not magnets. There's a motor there's a motor under the thing.
I'm sorry, Nick. It's like, shut up, Emily.
No, that's a good question. Maybe it is magnets.
That would be kind of cool.
I had to think about it because I'm like, maybe it is magnets.
Is it magnets?
I mean, it's electromagnetic, so yes, Emily, technically it is magnets. Yep.
Great.
But sometimes it doesn't work.
Okay.
So sometimes you have to get out.
Right.
With a little stick, it's called a points bar, and you click it out
manually.
So
there was, on my old tram line, there was one particular intersection where they
always manual.
Always did it manually.
Okay, yeah.
Always.
Mm.
Yeah, see, I've only ever, well, I mean, I wouldn't see them doing it other times.
Exactly.
But I've only ever seen people get out, but that's because... Wow, mind blown.
Right? Yeah.
They can do it in the tram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Technology, hey?
That pound is way easier.
That's right.
All right. Final question. Mm-hmm. Same question that we ask of all the guests.
Oh, I'm so excited to find out what this is.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
I'm a big fan of Spider-Man.
Yeah?
You know that, Vicky.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Do you want to talk about Spider-Man?
Not really.
Okay. All right.
We don't need to do any crossover content.
Uh-huh. I was going to talk about the Buffy reboot and everything.
We can. Okay, go for it. How does that tie in?
No, I just wanted to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, let's do it.
It has, look, it's in my show notes and look, I never got to talk about it.
All I want is just Joss Whedon to run another show where he's producing and directing a whole bunch of impressionable young women.
Yeah, you know, I think like that sounds like again. The greatest really thing that we could definitely make happen.
Yeah.
Em has no idea what's going on.
I'm pleased that you guys are on one side of the table so you can just have your little conversation.
I read this morning that it's not a reboot, it's a sequel.
Okay, all right.
So I'm more excited about it now.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Her notes actually say, thank fuck.
Yeah, see, thank fuck.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to thank fuck for?
Uh-huh.
Nick, for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Meso.
You're very welcome. I've listened to your podcast.
Yeah, let's try that again. Nick Mason.
I've listened to your podcast.
Perfect.
And then maybe one step back.
Yeah. I've listened to your podcast. Goodbye.
Yeah. I don't need your phone. Stop. No. Why are you showing me that? No. It's fine. I've listened.
I get it. You're a couple of dudes who talk about pop culture.
Yeah.
Which is what we
like
do.
Like every podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But none are quite the same. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being on Nick and Em's podcast.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.